This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and family? Rocket can. Want to get to a bunch today, including this, controversy in the NBA, which I think is people being wildly dramatic, to be honest with you. Wildly dramatic. And, you know, there's a lot going on otherwise, of course, right in the heart of football season. But you would think if you were, you know, watching the lead up or seeing the hype or, you know, listening to radio shows, whatever you're doing, that the only thing that matters in the world of sports right now when it comes to the actual games is Brady and Belichick. They're playing. Well, they're not, because Belichick doesn't play. He's a coach. He's not a player. So the Buccaneers and the Patriots are playing on Sunday night in the most important game that has ever been played on an NFL football field. And here's what I want to know. Like, how much do you care? Right? Like, and I'm not in the business of telling people, you know, like, I want people to care about stuff because otherwise it's going to be a rough show, right? Like, I'm talking about things and you don't care about them. You're not going to want to interact and you're not going to want to call at, you know, 855-212-4227. Tweet at Robin Lundberg on Twitter. You're not going to want to do any of those things if something isn't interesting or you don't actually care. But I do think the buildup to this situation, to this game, is probably out of proportion to at least the emotional attachment of the general audience. I think it's going to do huge numbers. Don't get me wrong. I mean, one of the most viewed games in NFL history, blah, 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 all that, or at least recent history, because, you know, it's not apples and apples comparison to look back at games from prior years and all that stuff. But when you're just talking about, you know, recent times, of course, it's going to do big box office. And it's on Sunday night in the cushy primetime slot, you know, the biggest slot in television. Sunday Night Football is the biggest show on TV, right? So I'm not saying there isn't interest. I'm not saying people aren't interested in watching the game or won't watch the game. I'm not saying they're apathetic or even against, right? They're it's not, you know, an adversarial position in interest, and it's not, you know, a total apathy position in interest. But I don't think it's as sexy a showdown to everybody as it's being billed as, because it's already settled. Brady versus Belichick is already settled. It's over. It's done. Brady won. You know? Brady won. It's just like, how far going away did Brady win now at this point? It'd be one thing if the Bucs last year went 9-7 or even just made it to the playoffs and lost in the first round of the playoffs. Something like that. They won the Super Bowl. They won the Super Bowl, and the Patriots were at home for the whole postseason. Right? I mean, when Brady went to Tampa, the potential risk was actually pretty high when you think about it. Like, if he had gone and fallen flat on his face and just stunk up the joint, I would have probably myself written that off to age. All right, you can't play forever. It is what it is. But you know that many would have said he's a product of Belichick. He's a product of the Patriots system. Something to that effect. But he didn't struggle in Tampa. He won the Super Bowl. Right? Like, it's almost wild. The guy's got 7 Super Bowls. And he won. And that's like the only thing Brady could have possibly done. Because Brady was already considered the GOAT. I mean, this is not an argument. This is not a LeBron Jordan thing. There wasn't a Montana Brady thing going on. Or whoever you want to. I guess Aaron Rodgers has kind of gotten thrown in that mix a little bit here and there over the years because he's so like talented and good. But he doesn't have the accomplishments. Patrick Mahomes obviously was thrown in there a little bit last year, but he's so early in his career that you can't stack up the accomplishments. I mean, Brady's by himself. He's by himself. And I always thought the win against Atlanta in the Super Bowl was it. Like, all right, there's nothing else you can do. When they came back 28-3 and they won and all that, I thought that was like the last thing he could possibly do. And I guess I didn't foresee the breakup in New England. But this dude did the only thing. I mean, I know, look, I'm not saying Brady is solely responsible for the Bucs Super Bowl last year. Clearly not. I mean, the defense was incredible in the actual game. So that's not what I'm saying at all. I'm not saying at all that, you know, Brady is the sole reason that the Bucs won the Super Bowl. But let's cut the crap. I mean, when you look at the common denominator, when you look at, you know, the fact that this guy has been a part of so many Super Bowl teams and he's not in New England and they're struggling, he is with Tampa playing damn well and they're winning. I mean, what are you going to say? I mean, you can't, like, I've been a part of some of these discussions in the past, you know, that, I don't know, Matt Cassel, they won, 10, 11 games with Matt Cassel. I don't know. Is Brady really all that? Remember when Brady was suspended for Deflategate? I think they might have been, like, they were, like, 3-1 with the combination of guys they used, Garoppolo and Jacoby Brissett. I believe memory serves me correct. I don't know. Is Brady really that guy? Or, you know, was he just lucky? Did he just get into the right system? Right coach? Was he lucky? I was that guy, too. At times. Or at least I wondered it. I mean, I wondered it when you're comparing him, especially to some of the guys Brady's been compared to. But he did the one thing, the only thing after everything that he could have accomplished in his career to elevate him even further or to cement him even further, whatever verbiage you want to use, whatever word choice, whatever description you like. He did it. And not only did he do it last year, but the Bucs are, you know, one of the favorites, if not the favorite. They're probably the favorite right now to win it all. Let me look that up. I mean, they were right there with KC at the beginning of the year. Considering the way things have gone, I would imagine. I mean, not that KC's like terrible or anything, but you know, they haven't been at their total best. I have to imagine the Bucks are the odds-on favorites. And yeah, they are. Plus 550. KC's plus 650. The Rams plus 700. So the Bucks, the favorites this year, with Tom Brady playing, I mean, as well as he's ever played. If not better. As well as he's ever played, if not better. So I don't get the hype here. Because I don't give a damn about Brady and Belichick's personal relationship. I know some other book came out this week, or there was excerpts from a book this week. I apologize to the author of the book. I'll have to get their name and the title. But I read some of the stuff that was supposed to be like the newsy excerpts from it, and I was like, that's it? Brady and Belichick started to not like each other as much? Or Brady didn't like the way he was treated by Belichick 20 years into his career or whatever? Duh. I mean, duh. I mean, and then you got to look at the Belichick side of things. Because I have to be honest here. I mean, there's no other way around it. Brady's made Belichick look bad. I mean, not like a bad coach, not like a bum. But relative to where these two guys were, where they were co-stars, right? It was Brady and Belichick. Sure as hell looks a lot more like it was Brady to me. I mean, look at Belichick's record with Brady, Belichick's record without Brady. And it's not, again, it's not just Brady. I understand context. I mean, I get that, obviously. Context is important in everything. And the New England roster is not the same, which is maybe part of the reason that Brady wanted to be out of there. The book, by the way, it's Better to Be Feared by ESPN writer Seth Wickersham. That was the book I'm... And I'm not saying it's not a good book, by the way, when I said... I just didn't find the... I'm sure it's an excellent book. I just didn't find the news excerpts, the things that were pulled, to be that, like, revelatory. You know, that's all. I kind of... Okay, yeah. When we... Brady left for a reason. So, in 8 full seasons... Without Brady, Belichick has missed the playoffs 7 times. You know? Well under 500 without Brady. Wildly over 500 with 6 Super Bowl rings with Brady. His home record with Tom Brady, 121-20 with all other QBs, 14-15. Under 500 at home without Brady. So, I mean... the results are in. What is this game even about? This game has no real meaning. The Patriots aren't good. That's done. The whole Patriots dynasty thing is done. Brady goes to Tampa, all of a sudden could start another mini dynasty. Makes you think a lot more like it was the Tom Brady dynasty than the Patriots dynasty. So, I mean, I don't get it. I don't get the hype to that. I mean, like, I don't have a vested interest in their personal rivalry. And it'd be one thing, again, if the Bucks and the Patriots were similar teams and it was really like, oh, my goodness, who's better, Brady or Belichick? It's close. They can't win without each other. Brady won a Super Bowl! Smitty tweets in, good morning, Robin. You are so right. The way these radio hosts this week have been hyping this up, you would believe this is the final game of the year. Like it's the Super Bowl. It's ridiculous. I care less, but I'm biased. I'm a Chiefs fan. Hey, look, Brady and the Bucks beat the Chiefs. Correct me if I'm wrong, but the 2 times Patrick Mahomes has been eliminated from the playoffs, Tom Brady was the quarterback on the other side. One with the Patriots, one with the Bucks. You You switched Tom Brady and Bill Belichick in the Super Bowl last year and replaced them with replacement level at their position. You put Brady in place of Arians. I mean, Belichick in place of Arians. And let's say, who's a replacement level quarterback? Like a good, solid quarterback. Like a Brissett, Jacoby Brissett. In for Tampa, are you as confident they win that game? Even though it wasn't Brady that was the main reason they won? There's just, you know, he knows how to get rid of the ball quick. He knows how to command an offense. He knows how to do everything. He's a GOAT. So I guess that's where my frustration has come in. All the hype about this game. And I will watch it. I'm not a hypocrite or anything. I'm telling you exactly how I feel about it. I'm not saying it won't be highly rated. It will. There's no question. I'm not saying I'm not interested at all. That's not true. I am interested to a degree. What I'm saying is the way that it's been pumped and hyped and whatever is out of proportion with the significance of the game. Because from a win-loss standpoint, doesn't really matter that much. And from a settling the whole feud or whatever you want to call it, that's done. The Patriots could win that game 100-0. Doesn't make a difference. Brady won. And he's made Belichick look bad. Plain truth. Am I wrong? I mean, how invested are you in Brady versus Belichick? 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227. At Robin Lundberg on Twitter. That's RobinLundberg. I guess, you know, there's another game on the schedule that is on paper a more interesting game to me. I'll tell you what that is coming up. It's the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the Robin Lundberg Show.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Sucker Free 1012 tweets in, KC, we're missing both tackles. Robin, I love what Brady has accomplished, but don't forget he did everything to lose the Green Bay game. It was Tampa Bay overall that won the Super Bowl. You can't judge football players like basketball players. Well, you can't judge basketball players that way either. I mean, we do it, but it's not fair to them either. I mean, context matters in every sport. I mean, like, LeBron's the closest comparison to Brady, obviously, right, in modern times. And if you were to judge him, you know, and just do it on the finals record, you're being ridiculous, because 2015, there's no Kyrie, no Love. 2018, that team had no business being in the finals. 2007, that team had no business being in the finals. You know, those are accomplishments getting to the finals or winning two games off the Warriors in 2015. You know, like, so I don't judge basketball players that way either. But the thing with Brady, yes, the Brady threw three picks, I believe, against the Packers in the NFC Championship game. I mean, it's one of the reasons I never got Aaron Rodgers complaining after that game. He had multiple opportunities to win that game, and everybody acted like it came down to the one decision by Matt LaFleur when it didn't. But here's the thing with Tom Brady. You could say that, which is true. I would say their defense was the biggest reason they won the Super Bowl. I would say that Tom Brady gave them a chance to lose that game against Green Bay. But they didn't, and they won. And when you combine that with six Super Bowls elsewhere, the first year he goes to another team, he wins a Super Bowl. His performance so far this year, his statistical performances across the years, like, the evidence just gets too overwhelming to dismiss. Like, everyone likes to play, like, do mental gymnastics to take credit away from him at times because they just don't want it to be true. But there's no refuting it. You know, there's just no refuting it. He's the GOAT. By a mile. Miles. And I cannot look at the cause and effect of him leaving New England or Belichick's record without him in New England and not feel a certain way about it. Because everybody used that. I mean, that was the argument everybody used against Brady, including me at times in the past, was the year that Castle was the quarterback of the Patriots. Look how the Patriots did without Brady. Maybe it's not Brady after all. It's the Patriot system. It's Belichick. And that looks like an anomaly because Belichick has a losing record without Brady. The Patriots stink. The Bucs might win the Super Bowl again. Tom Brady's in the mix for MVP. And that's where, like, the hype for this game, I think, is out of proportion to, I think, at least the emotional interest of the general public. The casual interest of the general public, I'm sure, is there. I mean, people are going to watch. But are you, like, emotionally invested? Because I think it's being oversold in that regard. Brady already won. There's nothing to be settled. Is Brady versus Belichick as big a deal as is being made out to be? 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227. Like, is it a bigger game than Cardinals-Rams? I mean, to me, that's the game. 3-0 Cardinals, 3-0 Rams. You know, how real is Arizona? Kyler Murray with a chance to go in there against that Rams team that's rolling and cooking? I mean, Kyler Murray's been spectacular so far this year. Obviously, the Rams with Matt Stafford, they just beat the Bucs. So how could you not take them seriously? I mean, that's the best game from a, you know, two teams in a position to actually compete and what it might signify, especially in that division, right? I mean, that's like a highly competitive division. As good as it gets. The worst team in that division is the Seahawks right now at 1-2. So that tells you what you need to know about that division. But you wouldn't know another game is being played this week. And look, I get it. I'm in the business. I'm talking about it right now, so I'm a giant hypocrite. In a sense. Right? Like, I mean, it wouldn't be unfair to say, all right, if you're making this point that it's being oversold, then why are you talking about it so much? Fair. And airtime needs to be filled. You know, to take you behind the curtain. Content needs to be created, whether there's a bunch of stories or not. So people have sort of circled this game from the second that, you know, you knew it was coming. And the build has gone from there. But I'm sorry. I mean, I think much of the air has been out of that balloon. The Buccaneers are 7-point favorites on the road. 7-point favorites on the road. Which tells you, you know, the disparity in where these two teams are right now. Where they're viewed. Or not even where they're viewed, where they are qualitatively. And the Buccaneers are better. And would you feel that way if Brady wasn't on that team? No. Let's just be real. And do I feel differently about Belichick now? Yes. That's the honest answer. Yes. Again, I'm not saying he's a bum. I'm not saying his accomplishments don't count. I'm not saying he's not an all-time great coach. That's ridiculous. All those things remain true. But Belichick was sort of the one coach, maybe in all of sports, that you felt may have been this, like, difference maker. Because I don't view coaches as difference makers. I don't think, you know, you add a coach and without talent, all of a sudden you feel differently about the team. The coach, you know, is good for a couple wins here and there, making sure it's a steady ship, and make you feel good about their approach. All that. I'm not saying they're not important. They are important. But they're not the difference makers. But I don't feel that way about Belichick anymore. Or else the Patriots wouldn't be what they are right now. And his record without Tom Brady would be different. And it's not. Brady already won. And that's why I think the hype is a little overdone. What do you think? Is there too much buildup to Brady Belichick? 855-212-4227. Let's go to Ronald in Florida. Ronald, you're up first here on the Robin Lundberg Show.
Good morning, Robin. Yes. sir.
What up?
You are right. You're right. Brady won. He won. But here's the thing. The public, they're all sensational. The largesse of the public is just strictly sensational. And they're off the rails half the time. Now, if Brady was to go in there and get upset, and let's say New England wins the game, what's the public going to say? See, I told you so. It was all Belichick all the time.
Well, then how could they say that? Like, that meant, like, if they say that, I have to question their intelligence. Because
I agree. I agree. Oh, one other point, Robin. I really enjoy your show. Very thoughtful. You're making a big point by indicating the extreme greatness of Brady with his Super Bowls you can't count on one hand. Being a done deal that, you know, it was Brady all the way, not Belichick. And you don't get the interest in the game so much on that level. But, you know, the face of the NFL right now is Brady. And anything he does that has any kind of significance is going to be a big focal point. And, you know, the greatness of Brady, I think, has a lot to do with Sunday night, maybe.
I don't think Sunday night means anything. And thanks for the call. I don't think it means anything. It's a relatively meaningless game. I mean, obviously any game means something in the standings, and the Buccaneers want to keep their. But let's say Tampa does lose. All right, you know, they're behind Carolina. You think they're going to – that's it? The Panthers are guaranteed to win that division? I mean, was Carolina of Dallas this weekend? That's an interesting game. I mean, they could be behind Tampa. I mean, New Orleans as well. So there are significance in that regard. But it's not the end of the world if they're 2-2. And for the Patriots, all right, if they get to 2-2, I guess that's good for them. But in that division, I still think Buffalo is going to win that division. I don't think the Patriots are that good. As far as the Brady-Belichick thing, like I said, that's already settled. And I'm not saying Belichick deserves no credit for what happened with Brady either. It's not all Tom Brady. Nothing is all anyone. But if you're telling me who is more responsible, if I'm choosing who is more responsible for the success, Brady or Belichick, I mean, come on, that's easy. We already know.
You're listening to The Robin Lundberg Show.
It is The Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio. And I don't think anybody forgot about Dre. This week, Dr. Dre headlining the Super Bowl halftime show. DRE. You know, that was a pretty big announcement by the NFL. The halftime show, I've often seen, is a bigger deal than the game. I don't even make that up. Like, that's like in returns, traffic data, stuff like that. I did a thing on the Shakira J-Lo halftime for Sports Illustrated a couple years back, and that did 2 million page views. You know, so the reaction to some of that, like, that was in the news for days, the J-Lo Shakira thing. So the halftime show is a big deal. The Super Bowl is so, you know, watched, so consumed, and you remember there's a lot of casual fans there. And this is a big deal that Dr. Dre and crew are performing. It's hip-hop is headlining it. And obviously hip-hop's been now an important form of music for, damn, I mean, it's funny people still talk about it like it's new or something. You're talking 40 years, right? And it's been the most popular form of music for a long time. But still, there's been a little bit of a taboo aspect of it. But this is, you know, Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Eminem, Kendrick Lamar, Mary J. Blige, headlining the Super Bowl. And obviously Jay-Z had a lot to do with that as well, because he's been curating the Super Bowl halftime show. Dr. Dre even mentioned that. But it's just funny to me that, you know, the Up and Smoke tour, which I saw in high school, and I guess that was in 2000, right as I was probably graduating high school, about to graduate high school, saw the Up and Smoke tour. And now it's in everybody's home for the halftime show. But that should be a cool performance for sure. I'm more hyped about that than I am Brady versus Belichick. Let's put it that way, I guess. How hyped are you about Brady versus Belichick? I think it's being oversold because Brady already won. Like, I'm going to watch it. Don't get me wrong. So you can call me a hypocrite. I'm talking about it. You can call me a hypocrite for that. But the way the media has boosted this game, like it has significance, is strange. 855-212-4227. Strange is the wrong word. It's not strange. I know why they're doing it. But it's not in line with the actual ramifications of the game or the stakes. There, you know, nothing matters going in because the Brady Belichick thing's already been settled. Brady is the winner, clearly. 855-212-4227. Let's go to Billy in Toronto. Billy, you're on the Robin Lundberg Show. What's going on?
Yeah, hey, Robin. Listen, I'm going to go a different way on this. First of all, I like it just for betting reasons. I'm a dead home dog bettor, and I cannot believe Tampa Bay's getting 7.5 points. I mean, I don't care that they won the Super Bowl. I lick my chops at games like this. The first bet I made all year was I hammered the Rams against what I think is an overrated Tampa Bay team that got on the proverbial roll last year and won the Super Bowl. I think this Tampa Bay team is ready to implode. I think Gronkowski is catching too many touchdown passes when their diva wide receivers are going to start complaining. I really see it happening.
Hold on. Why are their receivers divas? What about any of their receivers that's indicated they're divas?
No, but I mean they're going to want their touches too. And you're already
seeing
a little bit. You're going to already see that. I just think they're going to Gronkowski way too much. And Brady's whole thing is just win the game. He doesn't care. But I can see problems happening. I think I told you about four weeks ago.
Gronkowski, I think, is out this week, by the way.
Yeah, well, okay, but whatever. That's the point I'm trying to make is I do not think that Tampa Bay or Kansas City gets back. I told you that at the beginning of the year, and I see the same thing. As for the Tom Brady versus Belichick, look, I don't think we can declare a winner. I mean, it comes with everything. Like, I mean, they had great defenses in New England early in Brady's career. He got two big breaks, one a bonehead call by Seattle, and an Atlanta team that couldn't put them away with a huge lead. I think it comes down to everybody on that team. One without the other, they don't win Super Bowls. A lot of times it's luck. A lot of times it's just, and don't get me wrong, they're great, and I'm a Brady honk, but I mean, I don't think this Tampa Bay team is as good as everybody thinks. But I will be interested in the New England game from a betting purpose. 7.5 points, it's way too much. And I don't care if Tampa Bay wins 85-0. That's my main reason for looking at it. But, you know, I always try to look back, Robin, and I'm a what-if guy. And I've made some calls to you about certain things that could have changed the course of history. And this run that Brady's on, it reminds me of the Atlanta Braves in baseball. And I always thought when the Braves were winning 13, 14 pennants in a row, I thought that they made one of the biggest bonehead mistakes through their 14-year run, and nobody talks about it. And I guess it's just my opinion. And Greg Maddux was my guy after Tom Seaver growing up. But, I mean, I always thought the Braves should have started John Smoltz in every game one start. And if they did, I think the Braves would have had 4, 5, 6 championships instead of just the one they had. So a lot of times it just comes down to luck. I will never say it was Brady or Belichick. They needed each other, and that's why they went on to win. And I know Tampa Bay won without Belichick, but I still say it was the run that they got on. I don't think that Tampa Bay defense is good at all. Teams are scoring like crazy on them. They just played a great game against Kansas City. That's all I got, Robin. Thanks.
Well, look, I mean, whether or not they played a great game versus Kansas City, the defense was good during that run. There's a chance that the defense, through attrition, whatever, is not as good this year. That's true, but I don't think that means what they did was fluky last year. As far as the point, I agree with your general premise that they needed each other. Of course they did, right? Like, of course. You know, it's a team sport. So I'm not saying it's all because of Brady. But people can play these games with Brady, like the Tuck Rule. Oh, that doesn't count. Or Deflategate. That doesn't count. And by the way, the Patriots are cheaters. Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, cheaters. Deflategate, Tuck Rule doesn't count. The Seahawks, if they had given it to Lynch, that one doesn't count. And you flip it the other way. Manningham doesn't catch that ball or Tyree doesn't catch that ball, or the Philly special doesn't happen, how many Super Bowls does he have? And with Brady, the evidence is just too much. Yeah, I mean, context is everything. So for each, the analysis of each individual situation, I will go into the context. The Buccaneers won the Super Bowl last year in large part due to injuries on the Kansas City offensive line, due to the defense in the Super Bowl, due to Aaron Rodgers and the Packers not taking advantage of Brady's turnovers in the NFC Championship game. You know, yes, like in each individual situation, the context. But when you're looking at Brady's career at large, there is just too much to go in and say, oh, well, this or well, that. I mean, like, there's just too much. The evidence is over, you know, the results are overwhelming. Let's go to Alan in Toronto. Alan, you're up next. What's going on?
Yeah, Gronk is his recovery. He was practicing Thursday and Friday, so he's, you know, that's the last game in the world he would want to miss. He is listed as doubtful.
Anyway. He is listed as doubtful.
Yeah. Now, Brady might say it's just another game, but the fact is it's not. We all know different, and emotions are going to be running very high. It's well documented why he left. We don't have to go through that again. But let's say, New England lost the division last year for the first time since 2008, and they were 7-9, and Tampa Bay was 11-5. Let's just say that Brady stayed in New England. I would say that their record probably would have been 7-9 or 10-6 even. And Tampa Bay, can you honestly say that they would have won the Super Bowl with Jameis Winston? I cannot say that. No, they would have been below 500 if he would have stayed. And the fans have a right to be steamed in New England. He's got 67 yards. He's going to break the all-time record in front of those fans. I'm sure there's bound to be a few people that are booing, rightly or wrongly. You know, he made the right decision, but the fans have a right to have a grudge against him. You know, because where is the loyalty? He has no loyalty. He thinks only about himself and himself. Well, I can understand he's thinking about himself, but you know. Just no loyalty, and the fans are. There's bound to be a few boos there. There's not going to be too many.
I can't imagine you're booing Tom Brady.
They're going to be stopping the game. You'll see, they'll stop the game
for boos against Tom Brady.
Yeah, because he.
No way.
He look at their record. Look.
No way. 12. They're gonna. I would be shocked. I would be shocked if the fans boo Tom Brady. I think they will give him a standing ovation. I think. Secretly, in their heart of hearts, there are many Patriots fans who are bigger Tom Brady fans than they are Patriots fans. And I appreciate the call, but I believe that. I believe there are, you know, maybe some who are bitter or want to pick things that make Brady look bad. But I think when you win 6 Super Bowls like that and you're the guy and that's the guy that you're defending and that's the guy that you're propping up and all that over the years, I would bet you that there are plenty of Patriots, quote-unquote Patriots fans, who are actually bigger Brady fans than they are Patriots fans. And then the ones who are just Patriots fans, true and true, you got to appreciate what he did. You got to appreciate what he did. So I'd be shocked if he's booed. Truck and Cyclist tweets in, it's an important matchup because for 20 years, Brady or Belichick was the question. I think it resonates with us as worker or boss. Feels like Belichick's mystique is fading and I'm pumping my fist for Brady to go smoke the Pats and win one for the people. Like, look, trust me. I have a bit. The Sports Talk Radio Greatest Hits album, right? Like, what are the Sports Talk Radio Greatest Hits tracks? Jordan versus LeBron, right? Like, that's the, look, chopping the charts again. It's Jordan versus LeBron. But, like, should college athletes be paid? Used to be one. Should steroid guys be in the Hall of Fame? Should Pete Rose be in the Hall of Fame? What sport produces the greatest athletes? Is Eli Manning a Hall of Famer? That's a newer track. Trying to think of more. But one of them was, like, who's more responsible for the Patriots' success, Brady or Belichick? The problem is it's over. That's answered. Come on. I mean, put yourself on anybody in a polygraph. You're asked, who is, not to say who is solely responsible, but who would you give more credit for the Patriots' success now, Brady or Belichick? Brady. You answer otherwise, you're a liar. Robert Schneider tweets in, the hoodies team stinks. Reminds me of Chuck Knoll's last days Who cares? Better to discuss the up and comers. Yeah, I mean, look, I'm hypocritical because I just said I think the Rams and the Cardinals is a better game, but I'm not going to be discussing it to the same degree. This is the discussion topic so I'm kind of playing tricks on you, to be fair, to be completely upfront and transparent. I'm playing tricks on you because I'm sitting here saying the game is being overhyped for what it's actually about, but here I am talking about it. The whole first hour of the show, taking your calls on it, coming up next at 855-212-4227. How much are you into Brady Belichick? 855-212-4227. So, I mean, I at least I'm honest with you, I guess. That's what I would say. It's the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.